Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They are free, including various different ways to get the latest about Free Talk Live. You can sign up for our email updates, follow our Twitter profile, and join our Facebook fan page. And you can do it all, or one of the three or two, whatever works best for you, at news.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to all of the options there. news.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. Coming up, we still have to get back to the intern conversation. The federal government, apparently state governments as well, looking to investigate unpaid internships. And I was surprised when I found out that there were such a thing as paid internships. I thought all internships were supposed to be unpaid.
That is what the term meant.
We will get to the details, hopefully. But first, your phone calls. Ernie starts things out in California. Ernie, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Ernie?
Hey, a few things. First of all, yeah, by Lincoln also, if I remember right, wasn't he kind of against the military-industrial complex that was just starting back then and the central bankers?
No.
Lincoln?
This is a huge misnomer that needs to be addressed about Lincoln.
Okay, yeah, tell me that.
Yeah, a lot of people think that Lincoln, by doing his greenback scheme, was against the bankers. All he wanted to do was have a currency that he could inflate. That's all. It was just he was going to, instead of having the bankers be the favored guys and having their money being issued and so on and so forth, he wanted to eliminate that, and he wanted to have the government have absolute control over the money and be able to print up as much as they wanted, because of course he was running a humongous deficit. That was another black mark against him. And then what was the other point?
Other thing is do people realize that I personally believe everything that I'm a union plumber right now. They told me no work for 2 years. So basically, I'm going to lose my house, be homeless, whatever. You know.
Who told you no work for 2 years?
Oh, there's nothing. I'm a union worker. There's nothing on the books. And let's be realistic. When you do construction, codes, I do hospital work. I do everything. Power plants, do everything. There is nothing on the books. Union reps told us basically, you know, usually we would sue you if you did plumber work outside. Go find some. I'm out here in California. There's nothing.
I can confirm exactly what you said from the guy who drove me down to Logan Airport to get my flight out of England. He is a union, does something something in construction. And he's like, yeah. And he even said for the next 2 years, we're not looking at any work at all. So he's driving a van now.
Yeah, see, what I'm saying is if you look back, 1944, the Bretton Woods Conference, before the war was even over, you had Hitler's Nazi boys, all the world bankers deciding how we're going to make our next scheme. And then they come up with, you know, the IMF, or actually it was the ITO, then it turned into the World Trade. I'm just like, as a person, I am really just, I feel like I've been bombarded. It feels like Kennedy's, what you were talking about with Lincoln and the North is the world bankers with the gun shooting me.
Well, and it doesn't have to be a conspiracy. I mean, all you have to do is have special interests who can gain power from controlling the money supply or getting special favors for their businesses
The CFR, the Trilateral Commission.
Yeah, and you know, whether it's a conspiracy or not, it really doesn't matter. It's the machinery of government that will eventually lead you in this direction. It happened with Alexander Hamilton. It happened with Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln's main reason, the main reason for the Civil War was not slavery. The main reason for the Civil War was trade disputes between the South and the North, and the fact that Abraham
Lincoln with the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, essentially the same thing.
And also power as well. I mean, having power.
Well, you
also
had England banking both sides of that, too. So it's still a banker conflict, just like with Napoleon, how Rothschild won Europe was on a lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like the Bilderbergs working for the 13 families running the world to destroy the rest of us.
How do these 13 families get in charge?
See, I don't even look at that. It's not about the families or anything like that.
I think it's a bloodline. I think it's just they feel they're better than us.
The motives for a family or a conspiracy or any of that stuff, it doesn't matter. We here at Free Talk Live on my website at Liberty Conspiracy, we look at the way the machinery tends to work. And the machinery of government tends to work towards growing, giving special favors to certain people by excluding competition. And it doesn't matter whether there's a conspiracy for it or not. The lessons to be learned are don't allow the government to do these things. And then it doesn't matter whether there's a conspiracy or there's special people or not.
You got these people that own all the networks, and you got morons that won't read books and are paying attention to video games. They got us. They got us.
Well, you're here, dude, and we're decentralized, you know?
I know, but a lot of people are just...
I try to talk to them
about what's going on, and they're more worried about Tiger Woods, how he's getting women. It's stupid.
Well, they're distracted.
I agree, and I felt exactly the same way at one point in my life. I was frustrated by the fact that the rest of the world didn't think like I do, and that's really what your dispute is, and they likely feel the same way that that you do on a different issue. They want you to like the Giants or the Red Sox or whatever it is that they like. And I was frustrated in that area. I totally was. And it seems to me that this is a perfect opportunity with you your union situation as it is to pick up and move to the Free State Project, because I don't feel that way anymore. When I feel that sort of I think people should feel the way I feel thing, what I feel now is we just need to make New Hampshire a better place, more attractive, so that more people will want to move here.
So it'll be the destination
Is that where you guys are?
I'm sorry?
Is that where you guys are?
In New Hampshire?
Yes.
Is this the first time you've heard this show?
Oh, yeah, to be honest, I just learned today that I was going to go to North Dakota because I like their banking system.
Well, hey, come on over, man.
New Hampshire is the location of the Free State Project. It is the destination of the Free State Project.
I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I've been a patriot. I've been in the military, two militaries. I'm 49. I'm watching my whole world get crushed by these bankers and by these policies of our government, and sitting there laughing at me about health care while you're building your private army, and I'm starving, dude.
I understand the problem.
Yeah,
so
there's not much freedom.
I will listen to that. I will look up your website, and God, look out. New Hampshire, here I come.
Thanks for the call tonight. It's freestateproject.org, and the number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But make sure you love liberty for everybody, including yourself, before you come here. I think it's important to understand the concept that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free before you'll be free. I think that's pretty critical, and I hope people get that before they make a move up here.
I don't know. I think that people... They move along the path of liberty in different ways, and I think that being around people that love liberty, if you have a propensity towards it, will drive you, further down that path, and that's a good thing.
And to a certain extent,
I was just going to comment on what he was talking about earlier with the 13 families and this and that, and how he's frustrated by the fact that people aren't paying attention to the things he considers to be important. And he was talking about the 13 families, etc. And we don't consider that to be important, and we likely agree with him on a number of the things that he was talking about.
That's not what I was hearing.
Right, banks and the military-industrial complex and things like that. We probably agree with him on those issues, but he kind of marginalized himself in the conversation by bringing up the conspiracy theory of the World Trade, WTO, or the New World Order, the bankers, and kind of the more conspiratorial side of it. And Guard, you jumped on him for that, and you countered. Countered that, and I think it's important to point out that when you're trying to address those people that he was mentioning, the ones that don't want to read books and they are they're busy being concerned with what Tiger Woods is doing, I don't think that bringing up the 13 families and the Rothschilds and all of that is really going to do anything to crack put some cracks in their shell, if you will, or the brick walls that they've built up with their bread and circuses that they've been distracted by. What you have to do is find an area in which that they can see what's going on, an area they can see that the government is clearly harming something that they have concern for. Whatever that area might be, and then focus on that and talk about liberty in that area. More coming up.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those on us. You can visit the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com is the place to go for that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to Jack all the time. It's kind of like Rothbard meets Dr. Seuss. It's Simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some of the samples, and order today. There's a 10% discount for Free Talk Live listeners with coupon code FTL. It's an island called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com. It's a great book.
800-259-9231. We continue here taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Scott is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Ian, Mark, and Garth. How you guys doing?
Hey, Scott,
what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to just talk about the economy. I wanted to talk about a couple things. First of all, did you guys see in the past about these big buildings? I know there was a couple in Chicago, even out by Washington, D.C., that are so humongous that nothing's in there. And that the taxpayers are paying for these buildings to be heated and maintenance while there's nothing in there.
Sounds believable.
It's unbelievable because they were saying the millions and millions of dollars that the taxpayers are paying just to keep these things heated or whatever.
And where did you say these buildings are?
There was one out of Washington. I mean, it was on ABC News. You couldn't see the end of the building.
Isn't it funny, though, how ABC News will give these reports about, you know, this very clear, obvious government waste and graft. And, you know, Charles Gibson, when he was hosting tonight, now it's time for another story on your money and how it's being spent or misspent. And yet they won't analyze things like the government health care program and actually look at how the numbers have been manipulated on it to make it look like it's going to save money when, in fact, it's not going to save people money. It's like they have this weird bipolar disorder when they think they can appeal to the audience on, oh, look at this wastefulness. But when it actually takes one extra step of thought, then they shut down. I do not understand it. It's so bizarre. And it drives me up the wall. And that's where John Stossel, you know, he learned. He used to be accusatory of businesses. And
he was a consumer reporter.
Yeah, he was a consumer reporter. And he would nail businesses for their corruption or their waste or whatever. And then he realized the biggest and most corrupt entity out there is government.
Yep. Yeah, he definitely has had an amazing path, and now he's got his own TV show, finally. Much deserved, I would say, and he's doing a great job with it. I wish I'd actually taken – I need to take more time to watch some more episodes. I've only seen about four of them. Yeah, have you seen any of them?
Yes, fantastic. He has a studio audience, and he really lets the other side talk.
Oh, that's one of the things I was really impressed with was that he'll have people who are of the opposite viewpoint of what he's presenting in his studio audience, and that's pretty much who he allows to talk. I mean, he doesn't really get a lot of the choir on the show. He really goes in and gets opposition, which is great.
And Ian, to get back to what the caller was saying, you know, wasn't it Harry Brown who you know, he said, look, you could sell off the government assets right now and eliminate the government debt, the federal debt. I mean, look at these buildings. Sell them off. Do something with them.
Hey, Scott, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now then, back to a story that we never really even got into. Guard, you were telling us briefly earlier in the show about the feds and the state government people are now investigating internships, unpaid internships, because, well, people are being taken advantage of.
Well, Karl Marx said it. The owners of the means of production obviously prey upon people and make them do things. And clearly the people who are going for unpaid internships just to get skills so that they can show potential employers in the future that they've learned some things, they're being exploited, obviously.
So what
don't they own
on
their own means of production, though?
Well, that's part of the problem that Marx never really addressed.
Those young college students are monopolist holders of their own
skills and labor. Clearly, and they ought to share that.
Clearly, little bourgeoisie.
That's great. That is such a great way to recurse and flip it back on itself, Mark. That's awesome.
That's
so glad nobody said that to Marx while he was leeching off people.
Knock it on down.
Yeah.
So
do you want more of
the
story
here? Yeah. Where's this from? New York Times.
Yes, it comes from the New York Times. It's in the business section. Stephen Greenhouse writes. States. With job openings scarce for young people, the number of unpaid internships has climbed in recent years, leading federal and state regulators to worry that more employers are illegally using such internships for free labor. Convinced that many unpaid internships violate minimum wage laws, which, by the way, on the state level are patently unconstitutional, and on the federal level are unconstitutional as well. But anyway, officials in Oregon...
Don't you have to be employed in order to get a wage?
I don't remember filling out any employment information as an intern. Where do you draw the line? If somebody's just visiting you and says, hey, can I help you with some of your stuff today? I got nothing going on. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm moving, taking some stuff out to the station van. Can you help me with that? Oh, no, I'm sorry. The federal government won't allow me to do that.
It's an unpaid internship. It says here, officials in Oregon, California, and other states have begun investigations and find, what a great use of taxpayer money, and find employers. Last year, M. Patricia Smith, then New York's labor commissioner, ordered investigations into several firms' internships. Now, as the Federal Labor Department's top law enforcement official, so she's working for the Obama administration. What a surprise. She and the Wage and Hour Division, are stepping up enforcement nationwide. This is like something from Brazil. This is like something Terry Gilliam would come up with.
I just saw that movie recently. It was great.
Oh, it's so brilliant, man. Many regulators say that violations are widespread, but that it is unusually hard to mount a major enforcement effort because interns are often afraid to file complaints.
Maybe
being exploited.
So wait, so what they're saying is they've actually gone after businesses for having internships?
Yeah.
They're actually claiming that internships are, in point of fact, illegal right now? That there's no proposal to change anything. The proposal is just to investigate further and to find businesses?
This is just crazy.
Is that what I'm hearing, Gardner?
Yeah.
That they're saying that internships are illegal in the United States?
Yeah.
That they're going on quietly because those darn interns are so scared they should be snitching out these people to the federal government or to their local state government.
Listen to this one. You'll love this, Ian. And it's exactly what you're saying, except these people don't understand the absurdity of what they're saying. This is a person from the acting director of the department's Wage and Hour Division. Quote, if you're a for-profit employer or you want to pursue an internship with a for-profit employer, there aren't going to be many circumstances where you can have an internship and not be paid and still be in compliance with the law.
Wow.
So unpaid internships are illegal.
That's what this is basically what they're saying.
Yes.
They said there are what, not many
Not many
ways?
Instances. Yeah. So you've got to go through all this rigmarole and red tape. This reminds me of a story here in New Hampshire. The guy, Alex Ray, he runs these inns. He let the kids in the summertime run their own breakfast shop in his hotels. They had violations because the kids were working extra hours. The kids violated their own child labor laws.
The kids wanted to be there.
They made their own laws. They made their own hours.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Are interns too scared? I want to talk about that aspect to this. As a former intern, we'll take your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back a remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They are free, including our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen to the program and interact with other listeners because we've got our chat room right there on the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking to pick up precious metals here in the relatively near future before you buy with one of those other companies, check out gold.freetalklive.com. It is a collaboration between Free Talk Live and our syndicate, Midas Resources. And I have picked out all kinds of gold and silver coins that you can view there at gold.freetalklive.com. And there's even an option for people who want to put a little bit of money towards saving up some gold and silver in the future. Just call 877-857-9938. I'll give you that number again in a second. Tell them you want to put away 20 coins. Obviously, if you're putting a little away, do silver. If you're putting a lot away, do gold. But, 20 coins is the best for shipping, so it's the best amount to get. 877-857-9938. And tell them you want to do layaway. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. So there's a story in the New York Times that Gard has been sharing with us here about these government bureaucrats getting all in a tizzy over people doing internships
for no pay. Now, a few years ago, when I found out that some interns actually get paid, I was shocked. I was appalled that you could even call something that is paid an internship. I always thought the idea behind an internship, and what the hell do I know, is that somebody goes and works for free in order to build up skills and make the relationships they would need in order to move ahead into a paying position. And I always thought paying positions were called jobs. So how is it that where do you draw the line between a paid internship and a job? At what point does it transition?
I know somebody who's at a paid internship, and she's earning more than I do. It's just unbelievable.
How does it work? What would it take for her to become an employee and not an intern?
It's a temporary setup, internships.
So are temps also interns? Somebody who's working as a temp for a temp agency, are they also considered interns?
No, I think an internship is you basically the company hires you on as a temporary sort of probationary role.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just depends on what the company wants to call it.
I think that's what it is. Because it sounds to me like, well, if you're getting paid, then you probably are an employee. They're just calling you an intern.
Yeah, and you know, this all goes towards the free market idea of, well, you know, if you're looking for something that the company says is X, Y, or Z, and you look into it and you say, yeah, that fits my purposes and what I want to do, then you take it. And if not, you know, Mark made a great point. It's like Mark didn't understand, but Mark does, that the employee has his own labor and owns his own resource in himself. And so that this entire thing is predicated upon the idea that business people are exploiting others because those others have no option. Well, the others have their own power as well. They
and clearly
are
they know
something.
This. Clearly they know this because one of the whichever bureaucrat that's in charge of this investigation, they want to investigate more internships and bring business owners up on charges or something like that.
Because that'll help create jobs.
But they're saying that they're saying in the story that, well, we could be busting more of these businessmen if those interns would just find the courage that they need to snitch out on these abusive business people. And the reason why that's not happening is because they know they own their own labor. They know they own themselves. And they know that what they're doing in the internship is benefiting them.
Exactly.
They're in that deal not because they're being exploited, but because it's to their benefit to work for free. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it. What the hell would the point be of working for some businessman for zero pay unless you thought you were really getting something out of it?
Let me see if I can figure something out. When a young person goes to college so they can soak up all that information from the instructor and get all that, you know, sort of be an apprentice knowledge-wise to the instructor, and they pay the college for this service, are they being exploited?
Well, if that's the crazy logic we're going to use here, then I guess they would.
So therefore,
but again, they're making that choice, so no. In none of these cases are they being exploited.
But in the eyes of these people, perhaps that's the case. Because
they would give the academics a pass.
Oh, of course, because the academics totally support socialism.
Well, I think that mostly when it comes to academics, that the stuff that's created in college is of no use in the marketplace and is not used in the marketplace. So you create papers and books and crap like that that the college doesn't have control over and it doesn't own. So I think that would be the difference that they would – the distinction that they would make. Now, shop class might be a different example. I don't know entirely. I certainly made some things in, like, woodworking class and shop classes. But
talking about the perception that they would have in the eyes of these
– right, because most of the work that you're given in school is busy work anyway. But even if you do learn something from it, you don't get to sell that. And if you do sell it, it's yours to sell. So if I wrote a paper in college, for some reason I was able to make it into a book or something like that. The college doesn't own it. I do.
Yeah.
So there is a distinction.
Speaking of college, I bet you that's the loophole. They were talking in the article about how it is that, well, if you have an unpaid internship and we don't know about it, then the only way that you could, or if you have an unpaid internship and it's not illegal, because they basically were saying that almost all unpaid internships are illegal.
Yeah.
I bet you the one kind of unpaid internship that is not illegal is the one that you do for college credit.
I bet it's not.
That's
the, I bet.
You bet that's illegal?
I bet it is.
No way.
The colleges are in with the state.
Yeah.
The colleges
want you to pay their interns. Every time I've ever talked to a college, when
really?
MCC called the radio stations, they wanted us to pay their stinking loser students.
When we get credit,
I don't care. The fact is, you can get a better intern by advertising on the radio that you need an intern than you could possibly get from a college student who thinks that well, I've put money into this, I deserve stuff out.
Well, here's a little bit of information. No one keeps official count of how many paid and unpaid internships there are, but
we need a bureaucracy of intern counting.
Yes, exactly. Hey, it could go with this acting director of the Labor Department's Wage and Hour Division. But there's this guy at Stanford University. His name is Lance Choi, director of the Career Development Center at Stanford. He sees definitive evidence that the number of unpaid internships is mushrooming, fueled by employers' desire to hold down costs and students' eagerness to gain experience for their resumes. Employers posted 643 unpaid internships at Stanford's job board this academic year, more than triple the 174 posted 2 years ago. So I would think that the little loopholes that they have, I'm sort of on Ian's side here, probably have to do with if you're getting it and you're getting it for college credit, then you can do that, but it can only be X number of hours, and it has to be, certified.
It's all speculation on our side here.
We'd love to hear from college kids that actually know what the details are on this, but that would seem to be the loophole for me. Now, this reminds me of a segment in Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, which I highly recommend. Highly, highly, highly recommend.
Yeah.
Especially to people that consider themselves liberals. It's a perfect book to bring a liberal-minded person on over to the ideas of real liberty. But she talks about how, in her opinion, her internship, where she was not paid, her internship was the best thing she could have done for her career. And I have to agree. In fact, thinking about what this proposal is to make it so that all interns are paid, essentially eliminating the concept of internship, because as far as I'm concerned, if you're getting paid, you have a job, you're not an intern. If I was to be getting paid minimum wage when I was interning for the radio station that I started in radio at, I don't imagine they would have wanted me around quite as much, because then, well, why not just have the other people that are working for you on salary or whatever do those jobs? You know, have them take care of the prize closet or load up the van and all this. I mean,
you wouldn't have been able to snoop around and do all the things and learn the way you had.
Well, it wasn't snooping. At one point, after I had done enough of the menial tasks, they allowed me the opportunity to go into an on-air internship where I learned the basics of being on, in music radio and how to, start and stop the CD players and playing the segues and everything. Mm. And I got to talk on the mic as Ian the intern at that time. And that was a very formative time for me that I don't know if I would have had that experience at all had they had to pay me. I mean, would they even bring in an intern in the first place?
Great. See why.
Yeah. And then if I didn't have that experience, what would have made them want to hire me on as their menial labor anyway? They would have given those jobs to the general manager's son or daughter or something like that. It sounds like a terrible idea. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves, Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your...
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Garth.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. You like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So just start your shopping there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. Tremendously popular website. And for good reason. They've got great prices and a huge selection. Free Super Saver shipping is available on a lot of their products as well at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Critical thinking question. Why would something that is so good for us, like government education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Well, maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com to your phone calls and the fun to Sid in Alabama. Sid, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
What's up, guys?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
First, I wanted to talk about two things. And for 1 second, I want to go back to Tom Stilingo's books.
Yeah.
And so first of all, I've read his work. He's a great guy. I've actually corresponded with him a few times via email. He's really just a good guy. But I wanted to go back. Someone said that a tariff is an act of aggression, right?
A what? I think it was an embargo.
Okay. Before the first shot was fired, the South had been put, and I'm not some loony pro-slavery, flying my Confederate flag just because I'm from Alabama. Let me preface it with this. But the South had been under the North some, the North's economy was suffering, obviously, tremendously for years before because of all their high taxes and their overdevelopment. and tariffs had already been imposed on the South. So it's basically a point of a balloon popping, which made them finally, it was the threat of more in addition to what they've already received. So I don't know if that necessarily gave them the right to fire the first
shot. No, it doesn't. Because it doesn't at all, because they civil disobedience, I think, really needs a role in the idea of not going along with these governments. If they're imposing tariffs, just don't pay them.
Yeah, you know, Ian has a very interesting point that I'd like to explore further in the time we have while you're here with us.
Because, you don't have to shoot.
Because you have two state agencies there fighting against each other, and they're driven by whether it's majority sentiment or pluralist sentiment or not. The analogy that I was going to draw is somewhat useful, I think. For example, if you had a situation where people were forcing you to pay more to get something that you needed, whether it's foodstuffs or water or something for your business. And then they had, for example, let's say we had the British. The British had a garrison, and they had this in Boston, you know, in Boston Harbor or something like that. And they had said that they were going to be essentially raising the tariffs on imported goods so high that it would just be very difficult for people to be able to get what they needed. And then the people in Boston said, well, we want you to get your guys out of that garrison, and we want to be able to live freely without this sort of thing happening. This is similar to what was happening down in the South. Now, if the British had promised, yeah, okay, we're going to get our guys out of there, and then all of a sudden you find out that all of those communiques were bogus, which is exactly what Abraham Lincoln did. And then you find out not only were they bogus, but they're sending in new shipments to resupply the guys in the garrison, to fortify it, to continue strangling you, then I can see how the South would be driven to fire on those guys to get them out of there. And
what I was just saying was that maybe that wasn't the best example. But I have another thing. I think you guys are wrong about the type of internships that are illegal.
The type of internships that are illegal?
That will be legal still. I have no doubt that legal internships for senators, senator offices, public offices, things like that, those will remain legal.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
So you can be a page or whatever they call them.
Right, because, of course, they're working for their community.
So they couldn't possibly be exploited then.
Right.
They're working for a senator.
What they're getting is far more valuable than any kind of cash reward. They're getting pride in their
molested.
Family.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Those perverted so-called representatives.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Got to let you go. Yep. Phone's kind of iffy. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. So, Guard, Mark, were either of you at any point interns?
Oh, yeah, many, many times. Absolutely. All over the place. Television, radio.
So you just loved getting abused then, huh? You just loved the exploitation.
And, you know, sometimes, I was talking with Courtney about this, sometimes you end up going to work for a place, and you don't really realize it, you know, as an intern, you go there, and you don't really realize that, hey, you're not really getting out of it what you'd hope to get out of it. And you could sort of run the course because you're attached through a school, and you want to get your credit and so on. And so I give suggestions to people, if you're in an internship like that, just as, you know, a personal note from me to you who might be listening, get out of it quick. Hook up with somebody. Make your own thing. Fudge it a little bit. Tell people you're in a school and you'd like to do an internship. You know, get in touch with businesses that will be able to help you out, not places where you're going to be sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, I think you'll learn more of the internship than you did at the school in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of a little bit of my story when I was at the gifted school that I was going to until I left. I left that school after the first quarter of my 12th grade year, so the final year of school, I left. But in that first quarter, I was investigating the idea of getting they had a class called externship.
Yeah.
And so it was worth like a half a credit or something like that. And the idea would be that, well, you go and get an internship somewhere, and then all you have to do is get your intern boss or whoever to sign off on some paperwork, and then you get a half a credit for that.
Well, when I went into the I figured out which class it was, which teacher was the externship, because there's no actual class. You don't actually go into a class. You just,
somebody
you just
over you.
Sign up, and then you report to that person. You show them your paperwork to prove that you've been doing the internship.
Yeah.
And I told her what it was that I wanted to do. I said, I want to go intern for a radio station. And this woman, who I'd never met before in my life, attempted to talk me out of it. She attempted to talk. She said, well, you'll just do – we had somebody who at one time did an internship for a radio station, and they all they had him doing was menial labor. You know, like whatever, hanging the banners and et cetera, yeah. packing the van for the station.
The thing we have the interns do at the radio station.
Menial labor, getting the coffee.
Anything that's, you know, crappy, that's what they have them do.
Right, and so she was explaining to me that, well, you know, you're not going to like – that's not what you want to do with an intern. You don't want to do that.
Sure, because they're going to put you on prime time during the morning show, you know, handling, flipping the switches or doing whatever it is they're doing. You know, somebody who's, well, doesn't know anything about radio. Come on.
I don't know if that's what she was suggesting. She was just kind of getting at, well, there are other internships you could do where you'll be much more enriched, I think was her suggestion there, than working at this radio job. And so I turned around and walked the hell out of there and never
saw. They don't know what they're doing, you know?
What the hell does she know?
Exactly.
She's a teacher.
Exactly.
And so I went and I got the I said, well, I don't need these people to get an internship. I just went on my own then at that point to the same station that I'd wanted to be an intern at and told them I wanted to be an intern. And they said, okay. And, you know, they said, well, here's the secret to being intern. You just show up, because most of them don't even show up. Apparently, only about – they said that 50% of the interns get hired because – most of them fail at the basics of showing up on time.
Yep. A lot of the people.
And I said, I can handle that.
Yep. It's true. A lot of them just don't show up. They, for whatever reason, they don't take the job enough to continue to show up, or they're nuts.
Yeah. And so I got the internship, and I was packing the station van, and then eventually, you know, taking the station van to places. That was pretty much my job, was to go to remotes, set up the banners, set up the equipment for the jock. The jock would come in, they'd do their breaks on the air, and then they'd leave.
Doing that and not getting paid?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually they're paying you by the time that you're doing.
I worked for 9 months for free before I first got an opportunity to make money with the radio station, and it was worth it. Every single moment was absolutely worth it. I built the relationships within the station that I needed
it's
to have.
Up to you,
and I didn't get a dime's worth of credit from the school that I was going to, because I didn't care about that. I cared about the business of radio.
If you don't like it, you can get out. I mean, Courtney finished
absolutely.
Up her thing, and she hooked up with some great people. It's her initiative. She did it.
That's why the exploitation claim is just so
it's
ludicrous.
So bogus. And part of this whole thing on this internship thing is that these employment bureaucrats are worried that real employees won't be able to get jobs because the interns will be doing the jobs for free. Well, hey, guess what? There isn't any money to pay those people right now because of government. So here's the deal.
But when the money's there,
the good people who have done good work, they'll get the jobs and they'll be more productive because they learn. Just like you said, if they have to pay these guys, they won't be able to get opportunities to learn.
We are out of time. It has been Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
And you can join us back here, same time, same place, tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.